Who knew? More than 100 scientific studies may have to go back to the drawing board and double-check their research to account for a defective operating system. This summer, a University of Hawaii first-year researcher, a graduate student, stumbled across a computer glitch while trying to validate data on a cyanobacteria project. Turns out it was not a chemistry snafu. The code needed a fix. Scientists got different results depending on what computer they were using, Mac, OS, Linux, or Windows. In our studios this morning, graduate student Yu-Heng Liu, who uncovered the glitch, he was joined by his advisor, Professor Ray Sun. They are computational chemists who work on models using computers, as opposed to organic chemists who do physical experiments on the bench. Both work on the same problem, they just approach it differently. Organic chemist Philip Williams reached out for some help from his computer counterparts, Liu and Sun, but no one expected this discovery. We hear first from Professor Ray Sun.
I was very surprised because, for one, the nature of the calculation was not that complicated. So the idea is, they have these chemicals being produced in the media of a cyanobacteria, and before they can get a full structure with experiments, this product degraded. So they have very limited evidence. They have some ideas of what this molecule should or would look like, but they don't know that for sure. So they turned this to our computation group, and we could do some calculations to kind of confirm or not confirm a certain type of structure. So regardless of what the molecule looked like, we would expect different computer behave the same way as the input is the same, because the outcome of the calculation should depend on the chemistry instead of computer. So when Yu-Heng first told me this, I was a little bit puzzled, and I thought, okay, you know, you are a first year grad student, maybe you are doing something wrong here.
Hit so the wrong button.
Exactly. You know, we all make mistakes. So I asked him to double and triple check the calculation. After, I don't remember how long, we finally came to the conclusion. It's like, okay, maybe there's nothing wrong in the protocol of how we did this, but really there could be a problem with the computer program.
And so is it a particular program? Was it the Linux? Was it the Mac?
So this calculation is a multi-step process. The way this works is it's not a, in the most common sense, the program that we use on a day-to-day basis. It's really called a bunch of scripts. Basically, a script does a certain number of things. On a more like fundamental level, if you are a computer science major, the idea is you can run that scripts, and it should spit out a certain output that will be used as input for the next step.
Right, so it was the coding.
Yeah. So the whole process is about 10, 15 steps. It's one of those steps we realized there is a problem there.
Okay, so Then you knew you were right, that there was something not lining up, right?
Yeah. So we start to suspect if the results depends on different operating systems. And we also test this script with a few more computer, Linux, and they also give us the new different result. So I go to look up the code, to test the code line by line. Then we finally find the problems is caused by when the code with the output file, the means with the data, they read the data in a incorrect order. So we just add one line of code, just sort the file, then we got the same result as wrong.
So you fixed it. You found the fix.
Yeah. And Dr. Sun add many lines of code to check if we make the mess up the data file. So if we lost one of the data files, they will show the errors. So this code now will avoid some human errors. Then I think it's good to use for a couple of years at least.
Okay, and so tell us though the implication of this. So you discovered this glitch, you found a fix, and now there's research though that has come into question. They have to go back and take a closer look at their computations, correct?
Correct. So, you know, as the corresponding author of this paper, Dr. Williams, said, this protocol of using computational chemistry to help identify structures from NMR experiment. So that protocol was published 4 or 5 years ago, and it was cited 158 or 160 times in the last 4 or 5 years. So there are a few moving parts here. First is just citing that paper does not necessarily mean they actually use their protocols. They could just cite that as a general acknowledgement, you know, when they're talking about this kind of experiments. And the second is, remember we talk about the validity of the code depends on what operating system you are using. And usually that's something people don't report in their publication. And I think for a good reason, because usually people don't expect the result to be operating system dependent. So, and another thing is when they published the code, so we were in contact with the original author of this code, and they told us the code operating just fine for whatever test they have done. And I have to give a lot of credit to the first authors. You know, they are very in support of publishing our result and make the code better. So it is really hard to tell how many publications might have been affected. We can just speak for our own research.
Here at the University of Hawaii.
Correct. So what Yuheng has told you is he cannot reproduce what another grad student, Rom, has found. Even though the level of inconsistency is noticeable. That's apparently how we found this, but it didn't change the whole story of this finding per se. So even though technically speaking, the result is flawed. So we don't really know how much this has compromised other people's research. We just couldn't comment on that.
Yeah. Right, but obviously those researchers here at the university, they'll probably go back and take a look just to see.
That is our hope. You know, as we said in the paper, if you have used this code, maybe you know you could find your old input file and just run through. It's a 5-10 minutes job.
So it would be a quick fix for them.
Correct.
But you want the research to be sound.
Yes.
So that's why it's important that if there was this flaw, that it get fixed and we correct that going forward.
For sure. And again, to the credit of the authors of the original paper, so I think they are in the process of publishing a correction to their original paper. So people who have used that will have access to that, and you know, they could check their calculations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you must feel pretty proud, though, knowing that you helped to correct something, because, you know, there could be so much lost time.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that's just lucky for me to find the error.
And I'm sure the department, you know, is beaming, though, is proud to know that these young minds are looking and they're analyzing, and they can come across or detect, you know, some errors.
Yeah. I think I have to give a lot of credit to my grad student Yuheng here. You know, he didn't just like kind of crumble and like, oh, you know, is it me or is it the code? Usually, you know, when you are first year graduate student, you're not so confident about you versus someone else's work. So I give him a lot of credit. Just bring this up and kind of power this through, and he insists that there's nothing wrong with his procedure. It's really the code. And yes, the department is pretty excited. And to be honest with you, this is a little bit surprising to us as well. You know, we just want to do our research, and if we, so first of all, we need to make sure our research is sound, and then if we found something that could affect science in a more general case, you know, we want to publish it. But I was talking with Dr. Williams yesterday, and none of us actually expected this kind of publicity. So,
yeah, but it's a good pat on the back.
It is.
Because so much time goes into scientific research, and if you're led astray because of some coding issue, that could set you back.
For sure.
What did your family say when you told them that you were able to detect this error?
Yeah, they said I just want to do something to find out some errors, and that's it. They are proud of me. Yeah.
As Dr. Williams has pointed out in this paper, sometimes, especially, so I think the nature of this problem is kind of cross area. So the original authors are organic chemists, and when they publish some computational product, I feel this field have this nature of just take that as granted, and just use it and assume whatever computer spit out the number is legit. But if you are just talking the language that experimentalists use, if they got a chemical, let's say from a different group, they would run many rounds of verification to make sure that chemical is really legit and mm-hmm. purified and so on and so forth. Interestingly, they tend not to do that for computer programs. So this is just a kind of a good reminder for everyone that, you know, if you get whatever the kind of secondary product from a different research group, it's good practice to make sure that it works as it's supposed to be.
So maybe this could set a new protocol?
For sure. So this is just, that is certainly our hope. But the nature of this program is very subtle. It's usually you would not expect to, because, you know, we all have our desktop we use either for personal use or work. Usually you wouldn't, you know, just moving your data around, do one set of calculation here and another set of calculation there. And if you just use one set of computer, that will give you consistent result. But depending on the operating system, it could be right or it could be wrong. So what we really hope is you should, as a researcher, adapt a code. They really should run some testing case that are provided by the authors, which they did in their original paper, and just to make sure this setting is working as it should be locally as well.
Double-checking protocol. That was University of Hawaii professor Ray Sun and first-year graduate student Yu-Hing Liu, who is credited for finding the computer glitch. Their paper was just published in the journal Organic Letters last week.